push it up here a little bit, and we'll keep moving here. HLC Studio, if that's okay with you guys here, all right? And as I said before, don't want to be redundant. Don't want to be repetitive in my conversation. As I said before, I want to make sure those of you coming into my actually BTR part of the show, you can call in. And the number to call in is area code 515-602-9738. That should get you guys into the show this morning. For those who are actually joining us here at HLC Studios, it is a call-in studio. For those who come into actually BTR show, that's the number to call into. And also, I actually Podbean show. You can just, hey, go to podbean.com and go to Harvest New Life, or just go to HNLC International. That'll get you right in. For those who come to our Spreaker show, it's going to be Spreaker.com. And Spreaker.com, you want to go to the power of the prayer. That should get you guys in this morning. I want to make sure everybody's secure. You get a chance to hear what the Word of God is going to be speaking this morning, in terms of just blessing us as we go out the door this morning. It's just an opportunity to be with you guys once again. And I thank God for you all. As I said, once again, for those who want to call in, hey, you can call in. You never know. You might have a prayer request. I don't know. Maybe get a chance to pray for you, but we'll do praying anyway. So I want you guys to know, hey, look, we're here during the course of time. We're praying. So you got to take advantage of that. Once again, that number to call in is 515-602-9738 to get you into the Axie studio here this morning, here at HLC Studios. Let's go ahead and get into the Word this morning. Father God, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you for this opportunity to come before your throne. And even as we go forth, Father God, it's just an opportunity, a pleasure just to be in your just to be in your presence this morning. Thank you for rising us up and seeing this day, which we've never seen before. We just ask you, Father God, to look over the Word as we go forth here this morning here at HLC Studios. In the Word of God, in Psalms 145, it says, I will exalt. This is something we talk about every morning, that I kind of hammer in, you know, hey, look, make sure, you know, you guys, you know, it's important that when you go into prayer, you're acknowledging God as being the head of your life. You want to make sure you do that before you go into any prayer visual. You want to make sure you want to use a model prayer. You do it the way God's telling you to do it. It'll come out okay. He says, I will exalt thee, O God, O King. I will bless thee. I will bless thy name forever and ever. He said, every day I will bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever. Now we talk about the Word of God over in every day I will bless thee and I will praise thy name forever and ever. You know, we talk about just looking up the Word of God about, you know, fear not. You know, a lot of times we talk about this fear not, and the Word of God makes it very clear. You know, I will continue to give you praise. I will not fear. And I think just looking up that word, it says 365 times the Word of God says, fear not. So he gives you an opportunity to be able to just pray, be in confidence and in faith, to know that his word won't go void. It's going to do what he said it's going to do. This is the Word of God. This is the true unadulterated Word of God that will move forth in any direction of any circumstance or any situation, knowing in the midst of your prayer, God has secured his word. And he said it won't go void. Now, we see that in Isaiah 55:11, that word proceeds forth and it won't go back void, but it will accomplish. It's all according to your faith. It goes over in Psalm 145, in that particular third verse. He said, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. This is amazing, you know, because, you know, he's the head of our life. The head of our life, when you give him the shabakim and give him the honor, he comes back in Psalms 84:11 and said, now there's nothing I will hold from you. You look at Psalms 84:11, you read it over, it said he's a sun and a shield. He protects and he guides his word. Well, how does he guard his word? He goes back over and says it very clear in Isaiah 55:11, every word that proceeded out of my mouth will go forth and it will not come back void. But you're going to have to put the faith to believe and understand in the midst of your prayers. You're going to seek God, according to Matthew 6:33, and you're going to concentrate and meditate on the Word of God, which it says in Joshua 1:8. So the Word of God says, greatly is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. That word unsearchable, when you look at the word unsearchable, it's an amazing word because it said unable to clearly understand unsearchable is being to the point that it's a motivated coming of a complex it's unsearchable. You know, it's a word to the point there is no searching for it. He is the God. You search the Word of God, He's infinity. You know, the Word of God is it's unable to be clearly understood. Look here, unable to be clearly understood. He does so much in your life. From your direction and from your humanism understanding, you can't fathom what He can do for you. Because it's really you can't search it, because God is infinity. And what He does in your life is magnificent. It's extraordinary. It's beyond the human understanding. I think Paul speaks about it over in 1 Corinthians in that second chapter, and around that particular ninth verse, he uses a scribe of the human sense. You know, he says eyes, you know, the things that we have to see, but from the physical standpoint of beauty, he used all the natural senses and he really blanks them out, because God is an unsearchable God. Am I in there with anybody? He said, one generation shall praise thy work and another shall declare the mighty acts. Listen to how he's saying that. One generation will praise. See, the generation with me was my mother, leaving the very significant things that I can praise her for, my life, my health, my strength, because I believe that she prayed that every one of her children have long, good, healthy lives, no conditions, no illnesses, no sicknesses in their body. And that's what you got to declare over your generation. Your prayers, your opportunity over your children will greatly be exalted because of what you're praying for them. Pray that the lives of your children, their future be so bright. And everywhere they go, they got to put on sunshades. I might end up with anybody that the power of God and the illumination of God will be on their life so strong that even when God comes to take you home, you know, as you look down from heaven, as you walk upright and get your opportunity to come into the kingdom of God, you are prayed over your children, that the word of God decrees that is no weapon formed against them shall prosper. He said to one generation, the fourth verse in Psalms 145, the fourth verse, he said, one generation shall praise thy work and another generation shall declare the mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honors of thy majesty. Listen to how he's saying this. And of the wondrous works. It's a powerful scripture when you look at it. Just the whole particular Psalms 145, the whole chapter. It's a short chapter, but it's a powerful chapter. It uses in one of the particular area of the Message Bible, in that third verse, he talks about the magnificence of God, the impressiveness, the beauty, the elaborate, the extravagance. It's striking. You know, it talks about, you know, the splendid of His word, the superiority, the impressiveness, the strikeness, the glorious, all those upspringing words, modest. Those are words that describes God in your life. So, Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we pray for the man and woman of God who's on these lines this morning, Lord, seeking you each and every day as we rise up, we ask you for our portion of our daily bread by giving you praise and giving you honor and believing and declaring in the midst of our prayer, Father God, you have a attentive ear to hear what we have to say. Father God, illuminate, transform, and change. Father God, let us call on you like you got a hearing aid, that we may hear us in the midst of our prayers. And note to you, Father God, that your word won't go back void, but it will accomplish and do everything and all that therein. Father God, we ask you, we thank you this morning for rising us up with the finger of love, blood running warm in our veins, despite some of the various situations, conditions, and some of our bodies. Father God, we will yet give you praise, knowing to you, Father God, there's nothing too hard for you to do. Your word decreed and declared in Jeremiah 32:27 is that anything too hard for you to do, you the creator of all flesh. So Father God, whatever the condition may be, whatever the problem may be, whatever's covetizing, whatever plague or injury may enter into the body of that individual, Father God, give them the ability, according to Romans 4:17, to speak, declare, and call things in position, that's out of position, that be not of their word. Knowing through you, Father God, your word won't go void, but it'll accomplish and do everything it commanded to do according to the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you this morning. prayer, for your word, for the opportunity, the wisdom and knowledge you have given us in this time as we give you Shabbakum each and every day. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for every minute that you continue to be with us as we move forth and do just what you designed us to do. Father God, it's always an opportunity to be with you. It's always a pleasure to be in your presence, knowing to you, Father God, all is well. Father God, look over the men and women of God, whatever it may be going on in their life, whatever the circumstances may be, whatever the situation may be. Father God, you're yet always in control, moving, declaring, decreeing, finding new depths of information, new depths of idea, extraordinary power and grace that helped your man and woman, God, to move forward in the midst of whatever it may be that's causing the fall opposite what your word declared and decreed. You told us to fret not because of evildoers, nor envy ourselves because of workers of iniquity, because you declare and decree, Father God, you are a rescuer. You will bring us into the fruition, the things we need and the things we are spoken out of mouth as we attentively understand and walk according to your will, your purpose, your power. Father God, you said there's nothing you will hold from us. That's because we walk right. Lord, we thank you this morning. We declare and we decree your word, Father God, even as we continue to lift you up. Father God, it's always an opportunity to be in the presence of you this morning as we continue to move forth and knowing and declaring and decreeing that you're always in control in everything that we do and say. Father God, it's just a blessing to be with you this morning. So we thank you, Father God, for all those who are listening in, all those who are part of us this morning, for those who are Podbean shows, for actually iHeartRadio shows. We bless them. We ask you to look over the Lord and keep them in the name of Jesus. Declare your word over them as they go forth, knowing to you, Father God, everything and all things has been made possible according to your will, your purpose, your power. Father God, these things we speak not of ourselves, but of the power of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Lord. Amen. Till then, hey, God bless you guys. Make it a great day.